We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, the thing is as well, obviously not wishing it upon us, but it would make for great content for the
pod.
Also,
who's going to kidnap me, says me?
Yeah, no one's going to.
Nah.
Are they? Not in a bad way, but like there'll have to be a few of them.
There'll have to be a few kidnappers, and then party, you know? That's a party. That's the thing. And that's, that's not a kidnapping, that's a rave. Sorry if anyone's been kidnapped.
Yeah, sorry if you've been kidnapped.
We're joking.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
Woo!
We nearly didn't make the record, guys.
Nearly didn't make the record. Had a bit of an explosion happening here in Stratford.
So I was setting up the camera, setting up the ring light bits to make us look pretty, next saying...
Now, sounds like you do everything with regard to setup.
While you were in your room trying to do your hair.
To look good for the record, which you wanted to do. You were the one who wanted to record the episodes visually. Anyway, explosion inside my room. Literally, how loud was the explosion?
Blew up.
Kaboom. Literally, kaboom. Works as a fag, right? Anyway, had the hairdryer 7 years, and now it's kaput.
Ah, well, she was on her last legs.
But the thing is, right, myself and Emmett, this is how, like, broke we were when we first moved to London. We overlooked the fact that we both needed a hairdryer to dry our hair, and I remember we'd already spent so much money, like, in our first week between paying a deposit for the gaff and, like, buying bits and buying, like, dance uniform and dance shoes and all that. And I remember... being without the hairdryer was like, it nearly tipped me over the edge. I was looking at the Ryanair flights that first week. Anyway, myself and Emma went halves on one. I think we only paid 20 quid in Argos.
Really?
And I feel like I've let Emmett down because it's gone now. And that was like, I don't know, just like a symbol of like...
Should we bury it in the back garden after the record? Do like a ceremony?
I don't know if you're allowed to do that with electricals, are you?
Yeah, but sometimes you have to grieve, you know.
Anyway, girlies, that's the reason why I'm wearing... a backwards cap. I'm pretty cool today. I'm pure Bart Simpson cowabunga vibes.
I love when you do it.
I kind of like when I do it as well.
You give me Californian boy.
Very California girl.
Very surfs up.
Yeah, and I kind of love that for me. And actually, my aesthetic...
is surfs up.
It's kind of surfs up. Girlies, she's a Birkenstock bitch. I finally cracked and I had to get a pair of Birks for the summer because the sun, I just needed to set the toesies free.
I think...
I'm never saying toesies again, by the way. I've never said it before. I don't know why I said it today.
I think it sums us up that like my sandal of choice is a Croc and yours is a Birkenstock.
Yeah.
It's just funny, isn't it?
I'm premium. Is that what you're getting at?
No, it's just the different type of personalities. I do love Birkenstocks.
But also, you're making it out as though I don't know how to party.
I'm not.
You are. You're saying like you're pure, cool, and quirky in Crocs, and I'm like smart and sophisticated in Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
I'll have you know, Birks are pretty cool. I can let loose in these Birkenstocks.
No, they're cool, but they're more sophisticated and smart.
But anyway, I said to PJ earlier, this sounds like a promo for Birkenstocks, yeah. By the way. Which, if you did want to send me another pair, I mean, I love them. So
I'll take a pair too, if you want.
No, I thought they're not part of your aesthetic. That's
the
only
thing. She can wear anything.
Anyway, there's a load of grooves in the Birkenstocks and it's pure comfortable on your feet. And I was telling PJ, I was like, actually, they're so comfortable because they like, there's like these grooves. And PJ's like, I know.
I didn't scream.
You roared at me.
I didn't.
You were so jealous.
Oh, babe, I know how Birkenstocks are made.
Yeah, but that's just rude. At least just like...
What?
Like, just humour me.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, just humour me. God forbid.
I did humour
you. Anyway. So, yeah. I'm sans hairdryer ATM.
Yeah.
So, Dyson, if you are listening, those Dyson hairdryers are incredible.
Yeah.
My barber has one and they're just stunning.
They're kind of like magic.
They're magic.
They're magic.
And also, just to look at. I just think, wouldn't it be so stunning, like, just to have one around the gaff?
I think Dyson should send us a fan and not a hairdryer.
Oh, girlies.
We can't talk about the heat again, can we?
We can't talk about the heat again.
But it is really warm.
But we're melting.
I'm melting. Like, see my forehead.
I feel like we're living in Satan's armpit inside yeah. this gaff in Stratford, honestly.
Like,
now, Satan's armpit sounds kind of hot, doesn't it?
Yeah, but if...
Why does it sound hot?
If hell's hot like this...
Yeah, count me out. I'm straight.
I have to be straight.
I'm hetero.
I'm going to have to go hetero.
Fuck.
So I was like, I couldn't sleep the other night, girls. And I was like,
this is my favourite story ever, by the way.
I was like, fuck this, I need a fan. So I was like, the next day, I was like, I'm not going to bed tonight without a fan. Went to Argos and they were all like ugly. All the fans are ugly.
That's why I won't get one. Because the thing is, we're only going to have like 2 weeks of nice weather that
yeah.
I need the fan. I don't want an ugly fan in my room.
And I was like, I don't have the money for a Dyson one. And then I was like, oh, look, there's this kind of like coppery one, which I think will kind of go up my room because I'm kind of giving you red, giving you gold, giving you greens. As a copper, stunning. Girly, she brings it home. It's rose gold.
She couldn't be... more rose gold.
And I hate rose gold with a passion.
It's just the fact that you made such a song and dance
I
about
hate
the rose gold trend. Remember, what year was it? 2016, 2017?
Just got rose gold everything.
It was everything. There was like rose gold hangers.
Rose gold pens.
There was rose gold like filing cases,
rose
things.
Rose gold cutlery.
Oh my God, the
that
cutlery.
That was the real pandemic.
That was the real pandemic. And PJ just made such a point out of like being disgusted by it all. Remember our housemate Katie like took home some rose gold bits and you were like running to your room.
I goes, get that out of the house now.
He goes, get that out of the house or you're gone.
And now I have a rose gold fan.
It's the best ever. Honestly, how much was I jumping for joy when you returned home with it? I was delighted, wasn't I?
I'm going to upcycle her and I'm going to spray her.
You say that about everything. Stop spraying things. It doesn't work. Remember those bits you sprayed in your room? And it never worked out.
Oh, yeah. But, like, we know some upcycling girlies now, they'll help me.
Maybe we might get Abiana Davis on it.
Oh, stunning. Yeah.
But I think the purpose of upcycling is getting something old and making it better, not taking a new thing and wrecking it.
Or something that you got that you thought was copper and it's actually a disgusting colour that you need to change.
Also, I just couldn't see copper in your room either.
No, she's keeping me cold, so
that's the only thing
she needs to do.
I mean, I was very jealous
yeah.
the other night when you were sleeping with us.
And I feel very Costa del Sol, you know. You yeah. come back, you're burned a bit from the beach and you have the yeah. fan blaring and
gorgeous.
You go to sleep to the sound of the fan.
That's the thing. I think there's actually something quite soothing about the white noise from a fan.
Yeah, so then Dyson don't have that with their fans, so...
But I also love that, so Dyson sent me a fan. The thing is, you have
us.
A... No! The thing is, if they're going to send us a fan and you try and make out that it's for the communal space, because they're not going to send us two because they're like 300 quid, I'm getting that because you have one and it's
lovely. No, they'll send
lovely.
Us two because there's two of us.
But Dyson, if you can only send us one, that's fine.
And it will be in the communal space because you wouldn't let me put the diffuser we got in my room.
Because we need that in the living space.
And we need a fan in the living space too. Let's pick this up offline.
Anyway, we were trying to run the fan whilst we were recording, but the noise was too much.
So now we're just in a sauna.
Yeah, so we're just like fermenting.
Also, free sauna though.
Is
you know
it
I mean?
Nice though?
Like, what is it? I mean, very German.
But there's a sauna at work that I could just use if I wanted.
Is it open?
Saunas are open these days.
Oh
yeah.
My God, unreal. So obviously loads is opening back here. Boris just goes, oh, Corona left the country there at 12 o'clock. So we're just going to open everything. I went into Sainsbury's. All the partitions were gone.
It's so
I was
mad,
like,
wasn't
a girl
it?
Was spitting into another girl's mouth. There was chaos.
It is kind of mad.
It was. It did kind of give me a bit of a shock. I was like, oh, okay. We're like, I'm all of for things opening back up and
of course,
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
But like, for it to just happen overnight.
It was a
bit weird.
It
was like the
weird.
Grinch who stole like protective PPE.
It's that meme of, you know, the Miley Cyrus meme where she's leaving the house Yeah, and she's like tapping on the glass, and it's like COVID leaving the UK at 12 o'clock on a Sunday night. Now we have our first big night out coming up the weekend, and we're going to be dancing at it. It's actually good though, because
we're not like podium dancers, girls. Just to clarify, we're just going to go there for a boogie.
Now I am going to be dancing on a podium if
me too, but we're not getting paid for it.
But anyway, we're double vaxxed.
Double vaxxed girlies. Also, I'm so happy we're recording now, because it means that Kevin can stop singing. Because he's been singing all morning, because he went to the Heathers last night.
Girls, went to see Heathers last night, and 10 out of 10, would recommend to a friend. I've been a fan of the music for ages. Actually, Candy Store has been on our playlist for ages.
Yeah, it's basically like an old-fashioned version of Mean Girls, right?
That's what it is. It's like the original Mean Girls.
Okay.
Kind of, it's on Netflix anyway, the original movie with Winona Ryder. Would recommend. It's one of those queer cult classic movies.
Okay.
But honestly, lads, so bloody good. And the soundtrack is...
Is this?
Chef's kiss. Now, the only thing is, and I went with my friend Gabby, who's also, like, a performer, right?
Yeah. Love
and
Gabby.
Because it was, like, our first, like, proper trip back to the theatre, we were both like, oh my god, we did not miss the hit of depression that comes with going, seeing a phenomenal, like, West End cast. It's so weird. It's like this, like, ambivalence, because you're so drawn to what's happening on stage, but you're also like, oh my god, I'm shit.
You're like, oh my god, I'm shit, or I want to be up there with
I want to be up there kind of doing it. But oh my god, girls, it was so good. If you haven't listened to the soundtrack yet, defo give her a listen.
I definitely want to go.
I think you should go too, because it's the type of musical that you would love.
Yeah.
Because it's camp, it's queer, it's like, it's just really good, and all the leads are like phenomenal. Actually, the whole cast, it's a stunning ensemble.
Just give me anything with teen angst and a bitchy popular lead, and I'm there.
That's what it is. That's literally what it is. It was so good. Also, a special shout out to the lead Heather, Jodie Steele. Oh my god. She was phenomenal when she came in.
She's
I was
not
like,
listening.
Oh my god. Yeah, sounds like she's listening. Why am I bothering? Anyway, Jodie.
Jodie Steele, if you're listening, Kevin,
if you
loves
are listening,
too.
Let's go for a few drinkies in London. Anyway, also, girlies. And I've done this to myself, and I've nobody to blame but myself. I don't know why I fall down the laptop. There is very traumatic.
Very serious.
Very traumatic. But I need an intervention.
To your new word.
I can't stop saying baby. But I love it.
It's growing on me, though.
It's growing on you. And see, the thing is, that's the way all of our words usually start out.
I'm addicted to babe.
I'm addicted to babe, and always have been. And I love saying it. I love saying it to lads, and it kind of throws them a bit.
Yeah, me too.
Like, if I'm at work and there's someone coming into the gym, I love being like, you're right, babe.
Yeah,
and
babe.
Just seeing like them shudder a small bit. I just love it.
Same energy as if you're texting a hetero man, send them a kiss.
Send them a kiss.
Yeah.
And just watch mayhem ensue.
Yeah.
But I've progressed on from babe to baby, and I love it. Now, I love it, but also baby, it's kind of, there's something definitely a bit more sexual about it.
But as well, you don't say it in your own accent.
I don't say it in my own accent, and that's the issue.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, because earlier you were trying to make out that you couldn't hear me from upstairs, which I can't wrap my head around, because you've always
because I'm on the other side of the house.
I didn't realise we were living in the Monopoly mansion.
No, but babe, you always...
Babe, the gap is tiny.
So right, Kevin always does this thing where he goes... PJ, and then I can't hear him from my room.
I shouted the word baby.
So I have to come out onto the stairs and go, what? I can't hear you. And then he goes, says it, and I go, I can't hear you, babe. And then you come to the stairs and tell me.
Could you tell me how much of a walk?
And that's the routine that happens every time you scream up something to me from a random part of the house.
Could you tell me how far of a walk it is from my bedroom to the top of the stairs?
Like a faint noise downstairs. Now I'm just like, if it's important, he showed up the stairs to me.
Oh, here's an idea. Why don't I not talk to you anymore? When I have something to say, why don't I not tell you, okay? Because I always have good nuggets of information. But you know what?
I want
to
hear
it. No, I'll let it go amiss, because obviously it's too much of a chore for you to come out to listen to your friend. God forbid. Also, those stairs, there's about 14 steps to name. If you can't hear me shouting up those stairs, you need to get your ears syringed.
Well, you're shouting into my face now, so you're definitely damaging
can you
my
hear
drums.
It? Can you hear it? Good. Also, on that, I live in perennial fear that by listening to my AirPods, I'm doing... severe damage. Because you know, the way it notifies you these days.
Yeah, but they're very low. I was like,
so low.
I was in the gym and I was listening to a bop, and I was just doing like a heavy weight.
That's the thing. And then it turns it down.
I was like, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, what the fuck?
Stop doing that, Apple.
And also, I don't need my hearing when I'm older. Do you know what I mean?
Don't you? Do you not want it? I think I do.
I feel like once I reach a certain age, I'd be like, oh, I've heard enough. I'm over it. You know what I mean? I'd be like,
would you love the silence?
I'd just be like, oh, I just need a bit of peace and quiet.
That's the thing when you're really old.
Yeah. And then as well, you could be...
Are we talking chaos?
And then if you are really old and someone's being annoying, you could just say, I can't hear you, love.
I'm getting you a piece of tissue for your face. Your sweat is making me sweat. It's actually annoying. I'm so sorry. I know we can't help it.
But you dabbed your sweat before you handed it to me.
Use the other side of the tissue, babe. I want to save on paper. Save the planet.
You have to blot, girls.
That's what you need to do. Blot it like that. Give me another bitty. Now, I will say, obviously, like, applying the SPF every day, like, factor 50 to the face, right? But the thing is, I need to get one that's not, like, leaving me more white than I possibly am. Like, I'm the most Caucasian you can get.
No, I think it just makes you really oily.
No, on my face, I look like I'm after applying a layer of pseudocream.
Like you're going to mime school.
It looks like I'm only short of putting on a beret and just starting up a mime act. Do mimes wear berets? Or do they make that up? They do,
don't
they?
I feel like it's definitely in the contract somewhere.
Or is it just French mimes? What about like British mimes? They'd be going around with...
Are all mimes the same?
Who knows?
Not all mimes are the same. We'll I'm sounding very ignorant here.
Any mimes listening, get in touch and let us know.
Any mimes listening, get in touch. Send us a video of you acting out what you want to tell us. I can't speak like.
Well, that's the only thing they can't get
do
in
they
touch.
Do they take a vow of silence, I think? That's what happens. Jeez, I could never be a mime.
I could never be a mime either.
No, neither of us could be a mime.
No, neither of us could be a mime.
Okay, let's get on to this week's
thing. Let's, because I'm melting, we need a bait through it.
You're getting very aggressive. Like, I'm hot as well. Like, body-wise and heat temperature-wise. And I'm coping grand.
Yeah, babe, I'm just warm. Just say it.
Say what?
The theme!
Oh, yeah. The theme for this week is... Confessions Part 3.
Alexa! Play It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. See what we did there?
An order of the Dyson fan.
Shaggy from Spotify.
Yeah, an order of the fan.
Remember this song?
Like, why was I singing this age 9 when I didn't know what was going on in
it?
It
was too inappropriate.
It was one of those songs that we didn't know what it meant.
What was happening?
Hey man, open up man.
She caught me man.
She caught me man.
It's actually so chaotic. But it's a bop. Everybody rock with it, lean with it, rock with it, girls. Shoulders forward.
Giving her an extra key. All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes.
We're gonna bend.
I don't even know the next lyrics.
No one knows what he's saying here.
Nobody knows.
No one.
It sounds like Alexa. Stop. You know when you're having like a big bar of like Dairy Milk chocolate and it kind of gets in the back of your throat? You know when it gets, when you're going, you get that kind of bubble in the back and you're having a cup of tea and it's pure funny for a bit. Now, it sounds amazing. I'm actually a big Shaggy fan.
I love Shaggy, but that song is chaos.
The song's chaos.
Like, imagine, right? Imagine, like, catching your fella cheating.
I can kind of imagine it.
But imagine, right? You caught your fella cheating and then you're like, oh my God, I caught you cheating. He was like, it wasn't me. You were like, I saw you. And he was like... Oh, what does it mean? He's like, you're like, I fucking saw you. Stop. Yeah. Like, it's like basically a song about gaslighting someone.
Also, if you aren't going to cheat me, future boyfriend, don't do it in our gaff. Don't do it, first of all, but don't do it in our gaff. I don't want to happen my own bait. Do you know what I mean? I think that's disrespect.
So what's the situation? So he caught her creeping with the girl next door, so he's having sex with her neighbor.
Yeah.
And they were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
Now, I always thought the lyrics were... How could I forget that I had given Rinesh a key? But the lyrics are, giving her an extra key. But I always thought he was having an affair with Rinesh. And I love the name Rinesh. Did you always know his extra key?
Yeah.
I'm so shocking with lyrics.
So they must be on his bathroom floor then.
Now, if I could pick a location to be having sex right now, it would be on the tiles of the bathroom floor because
so
I'm fermenting.
Cold.
I just need that cold tile on my body. Do you remember that? I remember the worst time I had on halls was, I don't know whether it was sunstroke or was a dodgy tummy from the food in Magaluf. This was 6 year hall and you know, they were feeding us slops in the restaurants because they could get away with it. And I remember I was, you know, it's one of those times when you're on the bowl and you have to take off all your clothes.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
You just because have just, to. And you're so hot to. And like you're just so dying.
And if you could, you take off
your
skin as well.
Yeah.
And I remember I just like, and when I was on, I just like fell to the bathroom floor and I was just lying on the tiles and I was like, if I died here, I'd be happy. But yeah, he was doing all those bits. Was it in his gaff or her gaff?
It's in his. And but then it's like all this time she was standing there and she never took her eyes off me. So was she just standing there watching him have sex on the bathroom floor? And then she caught him on camera. Like, so he has CCTV in his bathroom. It's all so weird.
It's all a bit weird. I think he was riding her everywhere, though, to be fair. Maybe they just ended up in the bathroom at one point. Because he's like, even caught me on the camera.
Wasn't
me. Saw the marks on my sofa. Is it?
No, so the mark's on her shoulder.
On
the
shoulder?
Oh, no, I think you're right with that one, actually.
What is it?
Well, you have the lyrics up. Wouldn't be like, yeah. Kevin loves to get the lyrics up when he doesn't know them.
It's, but she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Still not me.
I even had her in the shower.
Had her? You don't own her.
Now, also, shower sex. What's the story there? How does anyone be having sex in the shower? Unless there's they no have huge lube, waterfall babe. Bits. Anyway, she stayed until it was over.
Oh my god.
What? But is that the wife or... I don't know. I don't think they even put this much thought into it.
Yeah, they didn't, but also it's a chaotic song.
It's a chaotic song.
He shouldn't have been cheating on his girlfriend.
Shouldn't have been cheating on
her. She shouldn't have been recording him having sex with the neighbour.
Also,
I think the true victim here is the neighbour. She was just looking to get the ride.
Vinesh.
Vinesh is the true victim here.
No, it's like, whatever about cheating on your one, but then to go and make a smash hit about it. Because the thing is as well, if it is based off an actual event,
yeah,
there's no denying it's a bop. So imagine being the one that was cheated on and then hearing the song come on and like, and your shoulders start going.
And you're bawling, crying because it's
bawling.
About when your fella cheated on you, but you're getting into it too.
You're
months,
also getting into
so
it.
So you're just crying and dancing at the
also,
same time.
I'm going to add this to my spin playlist.
You have to.
I'm going to have to add it.
That'll go off.
Yeah, also sweating.
Also, Shaggy's not a good friend because he just keeps saying lie to her, lie to her, lie to her.
Yeah, don't listen to Shaggy.
We need a 2021 version where it's like, Shoddy caught me on the counter. Say you're sorry, but the relationship isn't working out, so you need to talk things through and you need to work on yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't
have
the same ring to it.
So I was banging on the sofa, go and see a couple of therapists and try to like iron out these problems.
Exactly.
I love that.
Heard the screams get louder. Maybe you could be a throuple and open the relationship.
Open relationship.
Yeah.
Oh my god, look at us dishing out all the advice. Write it down, we're putting on the EP. We're doing our own cover. We're putting
remix
on the EP.
Of It Wasn't Me.
Yeah, I gave her.
Oh, stunning.
No, too messy.
No, too messy.
There's a lot going on. Anyway, girlies, back due to popular demand.
Everyone was gagging for us to do another confession set.
Why were people loving the confessions?
Because I think, right, when we read out people's confessions,
yeah,
it makes me feel less crazy and less like a freak.
Completely.
Because everyone is doing weird, funky, fun shit.
Or everyone has done weird and crazy shit. So you're so right. It's kind of cathartic because it almost feels as if there's an absolving of our sins,
yeah,
for ourselves. Because we're like, actually, that happened. It was chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny. And like, shouldn't have done it. But you know what? That's behind us. And we're moving on.
It mightn't be Halloween, but everyone has skeletons in their closet, girlies.
They do.
So let's kick off the confessions then.
I saw a hilarious tweet. And I was like, will people stop buying those fake skeletons? Like, those plastic bits are not good for the environment. Just get a real skeleton. Just get a real skeleton, girlies. Science teachers, if you're listening.
This year we're becoming sustainable.
Also, speaking of science teacher, I had a date with a science teacher at the weekend. And let me tell you, there was chemistry.
Oh.
Sorry.
Jesus.
That sounded like there was a lot of chemistry.
Are we going to talk about it now?
No, 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 I don't think so. I'll talk about it on Don't Tell Man.
Okay.
And that's clickbait, girlies.
And that's clickbait, girlies.
Just know that he was hot. And see, I never knew he was a teacher until I started chatting to him. And then it just got way hotter.
Oh,
he got way
lunch.
Hotter. Packed lunchy vibes.
Yeah. Chinos.
Like, what?
Does he wear chinos?
He wears chinos
flannels.
For school. Yeah. And I was like, this is so hot. And also, get this. Now, I don't think he listens. I did tell him about the pod, but I kind of played it down, as I tend to do. I didn't tell him how much of a smash hit success it was. But but then he told me then, the headmaster, which is what they call him over here, which I think headmaster is so much hotter than principal.
It just sounds like they're really good at giving blowjobs. You know what I mean?
Master wives.
Master of
BDSM.
Yeah.
But the principal has been out the last month of the school and he's been acting headmaster.
She said, I'm going to take her gig.
And I was literally like, baby, 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 say no more. That I was saying baby on the date as well. It was mortifying. He was like, do you always say baby? And also, he's a bit older than me as well, so I was like, baby, baby. I'm pouring in space!
I know,
anyway,
it's really warm.
Anyway, girlies, right, tune in to Don't Tell Man, where I reveal all.
Where Kevin tells all, and we're going to call the episode Half a Teacher.
Oh my god, yeah, we'll do a teacher
set. So many teacher puns are already like going through my head.
Oh my god, I can't stop thinking of
it. And you're dressing up like a schoolboy from your record.
Yeah!
Is that weird?
That's kind of weird, but hot. Anyway, moving on to the confessions.
Yeah.
I feel like I've already confessed, giving away the deets of the teacher days.
No.
And my mum's listening now and stuff.
You didn't confess, you teased.
I'll have to tell her now I was on a date before she hears it secondhand from this. She'll be a bit pissed off.
Have you not told her yet?
No. No, she'll be a bit pissed off. I'll tell her today.
Okay. Okay, so first in the confession box, Tell us, child, what is your sin?
Can I just say that if we could do a confessions app every week, I fucking would, because the enjoyment I get out of going through these...
Oh, hook it to my veins.
And see, the thing is as well, because I want our reaction to be like genuine and kind of first time, I'll just scan the lines.
Same.
And I'll have a bit of a giggle and then I'll put it away and I'll be Same. Like, okay, I'm reading that one. Right. My man made me do biology in the Leaving Cert when I was in college to give me more options, maybe if I wanted to go to the UK and do primary school teaching. I didn't want to do it. I was 18, living my best life, drinking the bag out of it in college. Never heard that expression.
Me either.
Drinking the bag out of it. She paid for grinds for me in a grind school for the year. I went maybe a handful of times. When the time came to sit the exam, I knew I was screwed and hadn't a notion. I was pretty sure I failed, so I made a Photoshop of the leaving results. Ran down to the gate to collect the post the morning of the results. Threw the Photoshop paper in the envelope. Showed the results to Mam. She was delighted with my B1 result. I wanted to make it believable, and A1 would have been a stretch too far for me. I even got congrats cards from all the aunts with moolah in them, saying congrats on the fab results. To this day, they all think I passed with flying colours. That big F is going to stay with me. Scream that she failed. That big F is going to stay with me to the grave. I'm 31 now and a primary school teacher. I've matured a lot since then, and my science knowledge has improved considerably.
She should have become a graphic designer.
Oh my god, I'm shocked to hear that she hasn't.
But sorry, no, I couldn't. I'd be way too nervous to change my results.
No, but also I'd be way too nervous to face my mam after her paying for grinds and me getting an F.
Is that not illegal?
I think it's a small bit illegal. Now, I'm traumatised because when I did the junior cert, I'm not sure, have I spoken about this before? I feel like I've spoken about every aspect of my schooling.
Yeah, I was like, you definitely covered everything to do academia.
But anyway, I'd gotten 10 A's in the junior cert, and they used to call me 10 A's to me. I'm not saying it as like, oh my god, I was brilliant. It was the junior cert.
Okay, 10 A's to me, go on.
But then anyway, I'd gotten a B in history, right?
So 9 A's to me and 1 B.
No, I got 10 A's and 1 B, you gone.
Oh, so wait, did they call you 10 A's, 2 me, and 1 B?
Because I got 10 A's. No, they just disregarded the B, right?
Oh, okay.
I didn't make up the name, the other lads in my class did.
Okay.
Why you
did
so
you pay
interested?
Them? It sounds like, why would they call you that?
Well, it wasn't like...
Like, why would they call you like a positive... Did you ask them to do?
No.
Like, I just don't understand. Why would they randomly...
Because they were supportive and they were a nice group of people. They were a nice group of lads who celebrated their friends' wins.
It just doesn't sound like...
Well, they did.
It sounds like it didn't
Maybe
happen.
It wasn't used every day, but it was definitely... The term was coined at some point.
Sure it was, yeah.
Anyway, I'd gotten the B in history and my history teacher paid to have it rechecked. It's like 35 quid if you wanted to recheck. Now, it sounded so sad that I was like... The idea of me having this exam checks, and people are probably like, we're not happy with the 10 A's. Anyway, ended up getting an A in history as well.
Oh, God.
Right? But everyone then was like, oh, you just changed your result. And they were all like, oh, I photoshopped his results. And I was like, I didn't. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, and then they said, call me Kevin 11.
No, they didn't. Who's they?
They did!
They didn't.
I swear they did.
Boys in school just wouldn't do that.
They were calling 10-11.
They mock each other and you got like unreal results. They're not going to start like praising you. Did they kiss your feet as well?
Babe, people can actually be happy for people just because.
Who were they?
Boys.
But what boys called you Kevin? Was it Paul,
Ian,
Patrick and Ian?
Ian, Kieran, Connor.
So all the gay ones.
No. No, Ian's changed.
All the gays called you
they
Kevin
didn't.
11. Now it makes
Paul,
more sense.
Who else did? There was definitely more as well. Owen. Me naming every other Irish last name. Me, Dermot.
Tiernan.
Oisín said it was cool.
It was the teachers and Patrick called you Kevin 11.
Patrick hated me for it. Patrick was like, here was I to lay with my results and you were running out then saying you got 10 A's.
Fuck's
and he goes,
sake.
Then I had to tell my mum you got 11.
Is you getting them checked?
No, I didn't get him checked. The history teacher got him checked. Stop saying that.
But you asked him to, right?
No, I didn't. He said you got an A in the pre's,
yeah.
The mocks. So he was like, I think you could have gotten an A in the thing,
oh,
so let's just see how he got on. I was like, yeah, whatever.
That is unreal, though.
But they put me on the front of the school journal. I had to take a picture with the principal. It was so embarrassing. And whatever way I was getting my hair cut, my cheeks were so rosy and we were facing the sun. You know the way, this sounds so bad, but you know all those like photographers for the papers in Cork don't have a clue.
No.
They don't have a glimmer. You know what I mean? And I was like, are we sure the lighting here is fab? Anyway, whatever way it came out.
Sure
whatever way it came out, I'm literally the principal's doppelganger in the pic. And then everyone was like, Kevin's Mr. Nong's son.
You and see, now like, that sounds more plausible, like that they mocked that you about happen. The picture.
And then they put me on the front of the school journal, which is a bit weird. No, also unnecessary, and they never ran it by me. And then everyone is probably just writing fag all over it. Do you know what I mean? They're probably like, what an embarrassment.
Did you get bullied loads because of it?
I think there was actually a power that came with getting 11 A's, because they were like, oh, is there anything he doesn't know? Do you know what I mean?
You would have been bullied in the man if you got 11 A's.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't fussed. I was going to do my best. I didn't care what people thought of me, and that's why I did well.
I'm dead at you not getting the bio for the journal. Girlies.
If I'd have known what I know now.
Even in school, if they're taking your pick, if they're saying, if they want to use it in the school literature, you go, oh, you're going to pay me royalties.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay me some kind of a bio.
They earn money for every student they get in, and if your face
so
is
true.
Getting them in, girlies, I'm telling you.
Oh my God, isn't that true?
Oh, geez, what? Oh, we should do another confession, should we?
Oh yeah, another confession.
When my sister annoys me, I pour water on her bed and she thinks our dog has peed and she has to change her sheets. Simple but effective.
Like, how much water, though? Enough for it to be a dog piss.
But also, would it smell like pee?
No, because it's just water.
Oh, I actually don't feel bad for your sister because she's slow.
Like, your sister should know
better.
I just
feel like that doesn't smell like pee. And also, the dog's not even in my room.
But also, I can kind of understand your one doing it.
What?
I remember when I used to share a room with both of my brothers. My brother Shane, he was like the first to have a phone, like, because he was the oldest.
Yeah.
And he used to keep us awake till all hours, like, texting. I used to hate the sound of the click. Or even, I'm sure I mentioned this before, I'm very photosensitive. But like the light from the phone used to, and I'd be like, put it away. And it used to annoy me so much. So then like the next morning, I would pour a bit of water on his pillow.
Does he know that?
I don't think he does.
But why? So he think that he's like sweaty or what?
No, so I would just like make his bed wet. I used to get a kick out of it. I don't know why. So I can understand her.
I've never done something like vindictive like that.
Yeah, that's me being a bit crazy.
No, but hilarious. But also, if I was living in a bedroom with my two brothers, I'd be crazy as that.
How is the three of us? Imagine, like, three of us in the one bedroom in this heat.
No.
And the worst is then, anytime we brought it up, my man would be like, sure, there were seven of us doing tops and tails. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm joking, ma'am, I do care. Right. When I was making my confession in the days before WhatsApp group chats, I wore this outfit that my mum thought was lovely. And I was all dressed up in a dress and a cardigan and all the bits.
Aww.
When I got to the church, all the girls were looking very groovy chick vibes in jeans and a nice top. And there's me then looking like I'm fit for a wedding. Embarrassed by my fashion choices, I started to cry and pretended it was because I was scared of the confession box. When really, it was because of the state of me. We lived a 2-minute walk from the church, so I was begging my mum to let me skip the whole thing because I was scared. When really, I just wanted to run and get changed.
Oh,
lesson
no.
learned, always ask the girlies what the dress code is in advance.
Oh, she didn't know the vibe.
She didn't know the vibe. Also, like, events like that are hard to, like, assess the vibes.
But also, you're never overdressed, especially for God.
Especially when you're, like, 9 making your first confession, I would say. Like, that shouldn't be, like, on the list of your priorities.
You should have just served glamour, babe.
You should have just served high-end glamour.
And be like, oh my God, look at the pavos in their jeans and nice tops.
Also, I will say, like, confession boxes are petrifying.
I think there's kind of a glamour to them.
There's a glamour to them, but I definitely remember the first time I set foot in a confession box, I got the dizzies. I feel like everyone does.
No.
You know, because you never know what's going to be in there when you kind of.
I just went in and be like, I said a few curses, blah, 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 and then left. The first one, we were just, like, chatting away to it.
Yeah, no, I always found it scary when he slid up the thing.
Didn't help my mouth. Oh, when he slides up the thing.
The fear of God would be in you.
You'd just be in there in a dark room, and then he just goes, boo.
If I was a priest, I'd be saying, boo.
Body of Christ.
Anyway, girly, you know now going forward, you're right, you still need to check the vibes. But also,
you should have just stood up.
Do what you want.
You should have just stood up on the pew and you should have went, girlies, I confess to being the best dressed bitch in this congregation. Thank you, amen. And then dive backwards into them and they would have caught you.
Do they still do confession nowadays? What's the point in confessing? Like, you know what I mean?
I just think it's fun, like.
But you know, I used to get so much satisfaction out of actually going to confession. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm grand now again.
Oh, really?
I used to really feel like, purified.
But that's
confession.
What all Catholic people do.
That's
they be
thing.
Horrible people and then they go to confession and then they say
sorted.
Stuff and they be like, you're grand. I'm like, no, Bernadette, you're still a fucking bitch. You know what I mean? I just think the priests like meet up after confession and go, "What's the tea? Spill the tea, sis." And they all just have a gab in the back lounge with a few bickies. Don't they?
That's what they do. They just have a chat.
They definitely
just have a chat with your one, the sacristan. She'd be coming in looking for the gas.
When I was 13, me and my friend bought a raffle booklet and went door to door selling raffle tickets for fake charities. We then used this money to buy a pair of Gola runners, as they were very in at the time. While out collecting money, we mistakenly called to an old classmate's house whose mom, let's call her Mary, became very suspicious of this quote-unquote charity and was asking so many questions. We got a fit of the guilt and we felt we should give someone a prize, maybe Mary's neighbour, as to prove we were giving out prizes but also not to draw too much suspicion by giving the prize directly to Mary.
That Clever. Was good thinking, was by smart. The way.
We told my friend's dad that if we used the money raised to buy a prize, we'd have very little money to give to charity. He gave us a bottle of wine to give to a winner. Oh, Jesus, these girls are resourceful. On the way to Mary's house with the bottle of wine, we decided to sack it all off and enjoy the bottle of wine ourselves in a random field. Honestly, I cringe thinking about how bad it was.
What age? She's at 13.
Icons.
They weren't drinking a bottle of wine at 13, were they?
They were scamming the whole terrace and drinking bottles of wine.
Kind of iconic.
Wearing the Gola runners. The Gola. That used to be happening the whole time in the north side. They weren't getting away with that in the north side at all. We knew a counterfeit card when we saw one up the north side.
We did caroling one Christmas sound so bad, but this girl in the park was really scary, like made us do it. And she made me do a solo and everything, but we were doing Christmas caroling. And I was like mortified. But she was like, "You like singing?" She's like, "You do that one." I was like, what? Me doing the Clouds Veil randomly, like, whacking out for some of the neighbours. But we actually made a few bob. I felt so guilty
for
ages. Oh,
but not for charity?
No. Like, we were telling people it was. And then it was so funny, we didn't even have our story straight. And one fella asked us what charity it was. We were all like this. Not one of us could come up with a name. I'm sure we said Trocra.
It's so funny because they all used to call to us and be like, "Can you?" And you could tell that it was fake. But my mum, still, because she's so lovely, would just... humour them and give them money, and I'm like, "Mam, stop giving them money." Yeah. And she's like, "Ash, God help us."
There's lads that to be doing it sometimes on the bridge. Yeah, you see them.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, I will say, like, they just need to smarten up a bit.
Oh yeah, they do. They're not as smart as these girlies were.
And they're carrying fizzy drinks with them as well. And I'm like, you've been using the money you've been making selling the raffle tickets, buying fizzy drinks, like.
But lads, I wouldn't be ashamed of that. I think that was fucking clever.
The thing is, but taking the bottle of wine that the dad then gave, because the dad was obviously like, "Listen, don't panic, I'll give you the bottle of wine."
And then they goes, "Fuck this, let's drink it." Chaos.
Right. I could write the whole story, but I'll just get straight to it.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I love it already.
At my ex's house, I used the Lulu for a number two.
Lulu for number two, too.
The monster wouldn't flush and my ex's man was waiting outside. Is there nothing worse?
No.
There's nothing worse. Anyway, I had to throw my sizeable shit out the window.
What?
I was pissing myself with laughter on the way out the loo and she's there laughing too, having no clue that I literally just threw my own shit out our bathroom window into the garden.
What?
Oh my God.
Oh,
but also God.
Also genius.
Clever thinking.
Do they have a dog though? Because otherwise, why is there like feces
in
the garden?
Yeah, why is there a lot of shit in the garden?
I hope they have a dog. Anyway, he's your ex anyway. Why they broke up is because they found the shit. They didn't have a dog. And the mam goes, "I did suspect why she was giggling coming out of the bathroom."
But that's the best bit of the story, is your one coming out giggling and your one being like, "What?"
And the mam being like,
and also, even though you got rid of the poop, there's probably still a waft of it. So she's probably like, "Is she skitting because she's having a stinker inside?" I don't know why I said stinker, by the way.
I went through a phase where I didn't know how much toilet roll you should be using to clean your ass. I used to just use way too much, right?
Oh, too much, okay.
So what used to happen is, it used to just, like, clog the toilet. So okay. When I was in my friend's gaff, I would just, like, be wiping loads.
But did you not learn after the first time it clogged?
No. And then it would just, like, clog. So there's been so many times where I've had to go to, like, my friend's mam or whatever and be like, "Sorry, I'm after clogging the toilet." And they'd always look at me the same way. They'd be like, "You fucking stupid child." Like... go fix it.
Oh my god.
And then all they do is show me where the plunger was. No, this is chaos.
No.
Right. Forgive me, mammies.
I don't know what it is, me. No.
Forgive me, mammies, if I have sinned. During my Erasmus year, I lived with a chaotic demon, and let's just say she drove me to the brink and beyond. To put the gal back in her box, I would leave her milk out in the sun so it would sour super quick. Sorry for drinking cow's milk, to be honest. I would then ride my fella on her bed, and when she wasn't there, let's just say more than a handful of times. For all this chaos, I would love to say sorry, but I'm not. Good luck and God bless, girlies, and don't live with psychos. Moi, moi.
So much to unpack.
But also, when she came back, was she not like, did my milk sour? It's just,
yeah,
I just
it was
got
in the
it.
Fridge.
But did you ride in your fell on her bed? That was probably hot though, right?
That was actually a common theme in a lot of the confessions. It was like, I was riding a fella in like someone else's bed.
Did you ever ride someone in my bed?
No, you poor stinky bed, I wouldn't be going. When was the last time you changed the sheets, baby?
2 days ago.
Was it where? Where did you clean them? Because I didn't see them drying in the house.
Because we dry them in around the corner now.
Okay.
I have an Eve mattress.
You do have a nice mattress, to be fair. This isn't a collab. When I was 16 in Limerick, I went to a club and got very drunk and strolled off to the only gay bar in town, Strokers.
We've all been there, girlies. Well, not Strokers.
Not
like
Strokers,
the
I've never heard of
strolling off to a gay bar.
Also, how much of a scream that they call the gay bar Strokers. Like, sorry, but that's comedy. Well done, whoever came up with the name. I was very much in the closet at the time. When I got there, I panicked and realised that someone there might know me, or they might know my siblings, or my parents, or my neighbours, etc. So I got very, very drunk. I remember when leaving the bar, someone followed me out and handed me my phone that I left on the table. Next morning, I woke up to a really incessant vibration in my room, but I saw that my last call on my phone was from my friends the night before asking me where I was. But the vibration continued, coming from my jacket, and I reached into the pocket and saw that I had someone else's phone in caps that I had picked up in Strokers. I was handed someone else's phone. The gay panic kicked in as I realised that if I handed the phone back to the owner, they would learn that I was, and am, brackets, gay. The guy's phone didn't have a code, and he had been texting and ringing all morning, asking for the phone to be returned. 16-year-old me didn't know what to do. I couldn't hand the phone back, because everyone would know my deepest and most colourful secret. So I took the phone, got the hammer from the shed, smashed the phone into pieces, and threw it into the Shannon. The River Shannon.
I love the dramatic retelling.
All because I didn't want anyone to find out I was gay.
Oh my god. You need to read those professionally.
Oh my god, I think I do.
So
that's
a gay. I took the phone, got the hammer.
It sounded very much Cluedo vibes.
Yeah.
It was the gay fella with the hammer in the bedroom.
No, lousy on your man who lost his phone.
Now, that's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just love the dramatics of smashing the phone with the hammer.
But also, you must have been like, because you're hungover. And then you're like, you kind of risked it at the gay bar the night before.
Yeah.
You poor fella.
You must have been up in a heap.
You must have been an emotional wreck throwing it into the river. But also, that was the gayest thing you've ever done.
That was the gayest thing you've ever done. And also the River Shannon. Like, why didn't you just lob it in a bin?
Yeah.
You know what
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe he was like, track and trace or something.
But would they be able to trace back in the day? The police wouldn't be doing anything.
But you know the way you'd be going, pure paranoid.
Pure paranoid, that's the only thing. Anyway, you're absolved of your sins. Well done, girlie.
Yeah, well done, babe. Okay, this is a long one, but it's a skit. So, like, a bit of background. I cannot say no to people. It's like, it's becoming an actual problem.
Me neither,
as
girly.
You now find out. You can't either.
I can't say no either. Yeah.
Which we're addressing.
I'm just a girl who can't say no.
What's that from?
I'm in a Oklahoma.
Okay.
I used to love that. Anyway, go on.
Does that mean she's a slut?
I think it's like she like loves saying like yeah to the boys.
Which we love. Like.
I always say, come on, let's go. Just when I ought to say next.
I'm loving that she's just owning it.
I love her.
Anyway. But anyway, back in 2017, I started my first retail job. And because it was my first job, other than babysitting and whatever, I was pure weak for myself and I was bending over backwards to be the perfect employee, as you can imagine. One day I was in work with my assistant manager, and as he was counting the till or something, I was stocking shelves. The Harry Potter theme song came on over the radio because we were only allowed to listen to Lyric FM. Anyway, that sparked up a convo then about Harry Potter, and my assistant manager was talking about how he'd only ever read the first Harry Potter book
and hadn't gotten around to reading the rest of them because he didn't want to buy them. Then, me being me, was like, oh, sure, I have them all. You can borrow mine. And sure, he was only buzzing because he was going on holidays in the next few days and needed something to read like. So we decided I'd bring him in the next three books the next day to get him through the few weeks he's away. I arrived home that evening then, ready to pack my Harry Potter books into my work bag, pure weak to be the best employee this company has ever had, only to discover that I didn't have them in my house. I had lent them to my other friend who was away in Florida for like 2 months on halls. Now, I was up to 90 about this, pure couldn't be going in the next day and empty handed, so I went down
to... Well, you could!
This is something you would do though.
No, so I left it.
So I went down to town and I bought 3 new Harry Potter books so I wouldn't have to tell my manager, actually, no, sorry, I don't have them.
And she only worked in a wet week, she didn't even have her first wage slip.
And that's not even the worst part. When I brought the books home, I was like, oh my god, this fella pure thinks I've had these books years. So I proceeded to absolutely rally the things off the ground and break the spines, fold down random pages and everything. I even wrote my name on the front with my left hand to make it look like I did it when I was younger and didn't have these calligraphy skills. So I brought them in the next day and gave them to him. He didn't cop on. They were new and he still doesn't know. We're still pals and everything. I just haven't built up the nerve to tell him. LOL.
Oh my god. I wouldn't do that.
I'm dead at her lacing the books around her room.
Just imagine her going around the room like this.
And like folding down different pages. Yeah. She's hilarious. But
that's the thing. She paid attention to the detail.
Also kind of psychopathic behaviour.
Also, I think you can tell the difference between an old book and a new book that's just been laced around the gap.
Yeah.
There's a different vibe, do you know what I mean?
I'm dead at her freaking out because she wanted to be the best employee, so she went down and got more brilliant.
Oh, God.
That is kind of something you do.
It isn't. I wouldn't do it. I'd just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I don't have the books.
Or
like
I'd
probably say they were robbed.
Maybe it might be something I do actually, would it?
Maybe you do, because the thing is, I know you're probably better at saying no than I am.
Yeah.
But you're definitely a people pleaser and you love being like...
I just think I'm nice.
Yeah, but you could also be like, oh babe, buy your own Harry Potter books.
Yeah. If I didn't have them, I would be like, oh, sorry, my friend has them in Florida.
Also, girlies, for those of you that don't want to be buying books...
Kindle.
I was going to say the library.
Oh,
the library is actually like such a fab place.
Well, you want to have sex with the library. If you could have sex with a place, a location, it would be the library.
No.
Every time.
La bibliothèque.
Every time we talk about London, he'd be like, oh my God, yeah, there's a lovely library there. Or you'd be like.
But what's wrong with saying that?
But you just, like, what? The library is just like a dusty gaff where people go to study.
I bumped into our old housemate the other day and she was like, oh, I'm living near Clapton. I was like, oh, my friend just moved there. I was like, he's really near the library. And she just goes, oh, I wouldn't know where that is. And I was like,
because no one does.
They do.
You go to the library to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, what's
so everyone should
out
know
out
because
book?
You should vote. Yeah, because like a free book. Now, the
could
thing
never
is,
be me.
I like having my own book and
me
I like
too.
Filling my shelves so that if a gentleman caller comes over, he thinks
knows,
I'm very learned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also as well, you never know where that book's been.
That's the only thing where people be spitting all over the books.
Do they disinfect them?
Do they disinfect the books? I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
But I think we've gotten a bit too like precious about...
Oh no, obviously. I love the library aesthetic and I would go in there and take a few pickies.
Actually, there's a gorgy library in Central. There's a few gorgy libraries in Central that I think we need to frequent just for pickies.
And they're really peaceful libraries.
Peaceful, yeah.
They're kind of like same energy as a spa.
Same energy as a spa.
But less massages.
But less...
and more books.
Oh my God, speaking of massages, so my friend Beverly ended up taking me out for the weekend, right?
Our friend Beverly.
Our friend Beverly. Fucking hell. Anyway, she ended up taking me out for... for my birthday, which happened, obviously, 2 months ago, but we hadn't gone around to like a date that suited us both or whatever. Busy girls, do you know what I mean? Working girls, busy, busy. But, it was all a surprise and we were like walking through Brixton and she was like, okay, this is part one, and it was a massage gaff and I was weak. Wasn't I going on to you that week about how mangled my body was?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'd love to go for a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, went in, got the massage done. But at one point then she went at my neck, right? And she like kind of grabbed my neck and she went, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And here I was freaking out. I was like, what, baby? And she was like, no, I don't know what I said, baby. But I was like, oh my God, what? And she was like, do you suffer from headaches? And I was like, no, not really. Here, I was then convincing myself for the day then that I had a headache. I was like, no, not really. And she went, oh, you're a lucky man. But she was like, you're going to start suffering from headaches soon unless you, like, sort your neck out. And I was like, what?
I feel like she says that to all the guys.
I feel like, because the thing is, like, I was ready to book in there and then for another session. Yeah. Because I was like, I don't want, like,
she was trying to hit headaches. You with that upsell.
I think it was an upsell situation. But anyway, Beverly, for listening, thanks for a lovely day. When I'm older, I can't wait to be doing a couples massage with my fella. I think it'd be pure, like, lovely.
It's not as grand, like, I mean, Jose got a good few of them.
Oh, really?
You just lie next to
loads
each other.
Loads of money for massages.
No, they're cheap, like, but you lie next to each other and they just massage you. Like.
That's kind of, but it's something nice about it, isn't there, and
not
serene
really.
And kind of, no.
It's just like you're just being massaged normally. You're just, your fella's next to you.
Okay. Now, also, I was delighted that that was the only time she really spoke to me, because I wanted to go in, and the thing is, I mean, I don't get massages done as often as herself, but...
What?
What?
I don't get massages done a lot.
Just sounds like you get a lot of massages. But I was delighted when she wasn't saying a word.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I just want to be transported, and I want to be like, I want a bit of hush.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, baby?
Mm.
Anyway.
Stop saying baby.
Okay, so I fancy a girl from the coffee shop I go to, don't we all?
Yeah.
There's something just so
baristas
hot about
are hot.
Baristas, you know what I mean? And I feel like they don't
good
care.
Baristas are hot.
Good baristas, yeah. I've created a fake account to stalk her family on Insta that aren't on private. Should we be reading this? I'm scared of how much I know about her sisters and brother, etc. This is scaring me.
Very you energy on Netflix.
Very that. Also, is there a season 3 coming out of that?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, because I enjoyed that. Anyways, hope they enjoy their family barbecue tonight.
That was giving me Bimpy Poozin energy.
That's kind of Bimpy Poozin.
That's Bimpy.
But you know what? I've never done that.
It sounds like you did, the way
no,
you're saying it.
But if I want to stalk a fella, well, like, I usually go on yours, don't I?
Oh, yeah. We go through mine.
We
via
kind of go
mine.
Through yours. Via
but then
yours.
He quickly will find out that I'm friends with you.
But will they? There's that fella that I kind of be like, oh, will you go onto his page sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that guy.
The Irish fella.
Because I don't want him knowing that I'm looking at his page. He's a pure cutie.
You'll never know.
You'll never know who it is. Also, are people riding in this heat?
Surely not.
Surely not.
No one's having sex in this heat.
Whatever about being abroad and riding,
it's
like
different.
Obviously, it's completely different.
Yeah.
But to be back here and to be riding, you'd be sticking together. Be like Velcro, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'd be slipping and sliding all over the bed. I wouldn't like it. Also, my face goes pure red in a good day when I'm just warm in general.
The sweat, I'm getting warm thinking about
I'm
it.
I'm getting warm
stop
thinking
talking
about
this.
Yeah, sweaty, warm sex.
So one of my housemates is just a mess, and I don't even know how he manages life. He put a whole...
Why something is this for you?
What? What?
I'm joking. I was joking. I was saying I submitted this about you, but you're not even...
Fuck you!
I'm joking. You're not even that messy.
He put a home-cooked lasagna in the cupboard for a week and ate it and didn't get sick.
In the cupboard?
Yeah.
In the cupboard? Minced beef? What?
And was eating it and didn't get sick. Now.
No, good immune system.
Also good good tummy.
Yeah, good tummy. Good Activius Regularis.
But anyway, my other housemate's treats always seem to be going amiss. And sure, isn't it myself, pure peckish after work while waiting on my dinner? But she thinks it's him and I haven't corrected her.
Oh, God.
Well, you're obviously going to think it's the cupboard lasagna housemate and not the
them functioning
one. But there you go, girlies. Don't judge.
Don't judge
a book by where they store their foods.
That's exactly it. If there's one thing we learned from Christina Milian, don't judge a book by its cover. Tell me what you think you see.
That's a good bop.
That's a good bop. I played in my spin class
and
last
it was
week,
gorgeous.
And it was good.
Gorgeous.
Christina Milian. Me trying to get in as many plugs for the spin class as I possibly can. Also, a lot of people were dropping off there last week. They booked a slot and then they were like, okay, not coming to the spin class anymore because it's so warm. Don't want to be getting on the tube. First of all, the class is in high demand, right? So you're potentially preventing another person from joining in. Also, the room's air conditioned. It's one of the coldest places in London. So you were the one missing out.
Babe, it's because you do it on a Sunday morning and they were drinking on
the
Saturday
night. Yeah,
people
were drinking on the Saturday. I know I need to sort that out.
Or just like, don't book on a Sunday morning if you're going to be going drinking.
Yeah, if you're going, I suppose maybe it was
last
like an
minute
impromptu.
Drink. It's
last
so funny
because
when we found out they all cancelled, like we were talking like, to the girls and the girls were like, oh, I'm just after cancelling two gym classes. I'm not going.
Yeah,
like,
everyone was cancelling.
Happens,
yeah, it just happens. But anyway, this weekend is meant to be kind of rainy, which I'm kind of
delighted about.
Because it'll all be
come
all
spin
be
in
back.
The rain, girlies.
Come spin in the rain. We'll make it happen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, on to someone who never asked to confess anything. She's an open book, Nuala Kirby.
Is there anything you'd like to confess to your man right now?
I love you.
Aww.
That's my confession.
Mam, I love you too.
My question today is how to stop feeling so lonely when trying to spend more time by yourself. Lonely is a very powerful emotion, as it can overpower every emotion of your being. It makes you feel sad, isolated, without friends, family, and close relationships. We are very social beings normally and need acceptance at times. Now, accepting yourself is very important, and mainly how you practice perceive various situations is important. Start with small steps by building up your self-confidence and feeling comfortable with yourself. Self-affirmations is one way, like I'm okay and feel comfortable with my own company. Now it takes a bit of work by saying these each day until you believe and feel it. Always make time for exercise, as walking can increase your endorphins and make you feel better. Maybe invite a friend initially, as this can foster a sense of well-being that in turn can help you overcome feeling lonely. We all need friends and we also need alone time. It takes patience and a lot of practice to perfect and accept yourself as you are. Love yourself and don't be waiting for others' approval. Do something you like to do. Play your favorite music for you. Cook a special meal for yourself. Plan a day each week to have a day to yourself until you are comfortable with that. Don't be hard with yourself if you don't succeed. Keep trying, treat yourself every now and again, and enjoy company when you want to. Give it a go. Good luck. You can do it.
She's so right.
Some sterling advice from Nuala.
But it is like, obviously, because I like to have spend alone time as well, but I'm a quite sociable person and yeah. I do like to like get a nice vibe off people's energies.
I think it comes to some people more naturally, like, and people being more comfortable by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people who hate it and need to constantly be surrounded by other people. I enjoy doing things by myself.
I love doing things by myself.
Perhaps a bit too much.
I love taking myself on dates.
Oh, how does that work?
Like, I would, like, wake up, like, have breakfast, go to the gym. Then
a lot
like,
of people do that.
No, but, what? Like, I'd have a date if, with myself, so I would make sure I didn't make plans with anyone else.
Okay, yeah.
I'd, like, go for a walk around London, might go shopping, do a bit, go to a really nice restaurant that I always wanted to try, just eat that by myself.
Yeah.
And then, like, just come home and watch
That's
a film
really nice.
And go to bed.
I love those days as well.
I love them.
Completely.
Because as well, it allows you to think.
Exactly that. Now, the one thing I would say is sometimes when I do it, if you're to go on social media, right, and then you see, like, some of your friends having a laugh or other groups of people having a laugh in the big group, that can be kind of triggering you. And then you're kind of like, oh, my God, look at me then, lone wolf.
Yeah.
I'm going to die alone.
Well, the worst thing is if you don't want to be alone and then it's like a Friday night and everyone's busy and you're like, I have no friends.
Yeah, when you're unintentionally by yourself.
That's
Those are tough ones, definitely.
When I feel like that's about to happen, I always go, I'm going to have a night to myself. And it's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm choosing this.
Yeah, but I would just say like anything, I suppose, it gets easier with a bit of practice. So like, don't just, like, don't give up the first hurdle. Like, you know, persevere with it. Like, obviously, you don't need to be alone either. Like, it's good that you want some alone time, but, like, also if it's causing you too much distress, it's okay to be sociable as well. Like Peter's mom said, we are sociable beings. But, like, just give it a bit more time. And as well, you don't even have to be doing anything. Sometimes with my alone time, it's literally I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, I do like, though, like doing something now, like cooking a nice meal for yourself. Like, Joe, sometimes I'd make an extra effort if I was cooking for you. And
Yeah.
I'm like, doing that for yourself is like, hits different.
Yeah, completely. Also, isn't there some like big powerful energy about someone who goes on holidays by themselves?
Yeah.
I've never gone that far I would love to.
Yeah, same. I think like my baby steps last year was going to the cinema by myself.
Yeah.
And now I think solo trip.
Also, we were on about theatre earlier. Theatre trips by yourself are the best because you'll almost nearly always get like a better seat than the one you bought. Okay. Like buy any seat anywhere. There's always going to be one free seat somewhere.
Yeah.
Just ask the usher, can you move forward? And you'll never get that if there's like a few of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By yourself, you're sorted. Anytime I go to the theatre by myself, I'll almost always like be bumped up.
I have a confession.
Yeah.
I've never been this hot in my whole entire life. Yeah, I'm going to have to stop recording right now.
Yeah. I'm disgusted because this is like a new tee. And I wore it for the record so I'd look nice. But now it's like a sweaty new tee. Do you know what I mean? And I'll probably have to do a separate wash. Because it's new. I wouldn't do like brand new clothes.
Really?
In like a normal old wash. What with all my gym bits?
Oh.
I still need to teach you a few bits.
Well, I wouldn't be washing one t-shirt in load, babe.
No, I'm going to hand wash it in the sink.
Oh,
so don't you worry about my load.
Anyway, girlies, thanks for coming to the confession box.
Thank you so much.
We have so many more that we didn't get through. We'll have to do like a Patreon or something.
Yeah, we'll do Patreon or something, clickbait.
Anyway, go on, girlies.
Anyway, you're all absolved of your sins. Do a few prayers.
Hail Marys or whatever.
Hail Marys, whatever.
Bye.
Bye, girlies.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.